International Women's Day has just finished, and yet we are again presented with the results of domestic violence, with the yet-to-be-tried case of Hannah Clark. Tragedy is yet to fully unfold, but it reinforces the problems in getting to the root cause of domestic violence. Hannah Clark and her three children had their public funeral service today in Brisbane. The question of domestic violence remains topmost in people's minds as the reality of this tragedy again is brought to public notice. Walkley Award-winning journalist Jess Hill has been writing about domestic violence since 2014, and Toby Hemmings asked her how we should approach the issues of men's behaviour to change the pattern of violence.
That's a very good question. I guess it really depends on what kind of men you're talking about, and obviously every man has his own, you know, sort of unique history and his own reasons for why he's being abusive. And then it fits into certain patterns. So, you know, we can see men who've come out of trauma and traumatic childhoods that they may not only just have, you know, that common male-based entitlement of, you know, the centuries-long tradition of subordinating women and children, but also a trauma-based entitlement. And so many perpetrators will say in men's behaviour change programs that have also said to me, you know, I was completely out of control as a child, and I vowed that I would never be out of control again. Or even just that, well, like, I've had to deal with this level of violence in my life, so, you know, that's just what you're going to have to cop. So there's kind of like this combination of, you know, a really supercharged entitlement that can come with trauma background.
In the UK, there are laws relating to coercive control. And Toby Hemmings asked Hayley Foster, CEO of Women's Safety in New South Wales, how coercive control may be the underlying cause of the Hannah Clark case.
Yeah, and look, you know, the vast majority of domestic and family violence experienced by women and children is characterised by coercive control. So, you know, it wasn't unique in that way. So, you know, what is unique is the end, that Hannah and her children were met with. But, you know, the experiences that she had throughout the relationship, the abuse and the violence that she and her children had experienced were unfortunately, you know, very common to the experiences of many women and children.
But what are the answers? Jess Hill thinks that deterrents need to be addressed.
But they need to be given a deterrent that's strong enough to give them the sense that it's actually worth them changing their behaviour. And at the moment, we tell perpetrators, especially those that are more savvy and don't sort of inflict major physical damage and obvious physical damage on their partners, we basically tell them, you'll get away with it.
Hayley Foster says that they have been wanting government to address the legal response and to take some pressure off the family court.
Well, there are a variety of reforms that we've been calling for a very long time. And we've been working with governments and advising governments on these issues for decades now, and including right up until last week. And so some of the changes that we have been advocating very strongly on are, yes, you're right, in the family law space. So an example in the family law space is we're trying to change the emphasis in family law away from a parent's absolute right to have contact with their child towards a system that focuses on safety first, the safety of the child, but also the safety of protective and non-offending parents.
Hayley Foster, CEO of Women's Safety New South Wales, ending that report by me and Toby Hemmings. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.